Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to February 7th, 5 o'clock, 5:03 to be exact. Ways and Means meeting. I'd like to approve the minutes of February 5th, 2016.
I'll make a motion.
12:07:16 special meeting, 12:13:16 meeting, 12:20:16 regular meeting. Anyone made a motion?
Yes, sir.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion, any amendments, any comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have resolution 13, which is opposed to local law number 9 regarding campaign finance reform in Ulster County.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Second. Discussion. Tracy?
So I've, in caucus especially, been raising a bunch of issues regarding this that have yet to be addressed. The one that I first had concerns about was the section that required that employees be discouraged, and I wanted a definition of what that actually means, how we effectively show that we discourage every employee under our purview. But then in the latest drafts and subsequent to Mr. Ryder's memo, I went through the draft and recently sought legal opinion on some of my questions, and I reached out to Nick, to Chris, and to B. B just responded today. Chris responded yesterday.
This was in my mailbox when I came here.
And Nick said he's working on it.
Nick, are you aware of that?
Didn't receive it. I just walked in the door.
Yeah, no, their responses are timely. I realize the request by some might be seen as late, but I have been asking a lot of these questions all along. I have yet to review B's memo. One thing that popped up in my mind, which I asked all of the councils to speak to, is, two things. First, the issue that in the latest drafts, the exemption for properties that are up for auction due to foreclosure, those are now, they're no longer exempted. So those are, my read, those are now, and again, I haven't read B's response, those are now contracts that would be under this purview. So as I read it, if someone, whether a person or business, bids in an open auction process on a property that's been foreclosed on and is the lowest bidder, but is shown to have given money to a candidate, which in fact becomes, I think, very problematic. I think it should be all candidates, but it becomes problematic getting money back from candidates who may not have prevailed. So 3 years ago, they could have given $270 to a candidate that lost, and now we've got to track down that candidate, ask for the money back, and if not, we have to give that property, on my read of it, to not the lowest not the lowest bidder, but the next lowest bidder, who also might have given.
Why do we have to track them down 3 years later?
Because this law requires that the director of purchasing, on any contractual obligation, which these sales are now contractual obligations, in a previous draft they were exempted, now they are no longer exempted, the director of purchasing has to show that those people have not given money because they're entering into a contract with the county to any candidate in the last 4 years, which includes candidates that didn't win. So, and then it's the candidate's responsibility to give the money back, but the candidate's not punished if they don't give the money back. The person who won a property in a fair auction, I mean, I'm confused how that could be seen as impropriety. I very much want to support, and I've said this to John throughout, a pay-to-play law. I believe in it. I continue to have issues with this law, and my issues now are complicated by the last draft because, again, and I have to wait to read B's memo, but the fact that preferred sources are no longer exempted, which I know neither are the lowest responsible bidder or sole sources, but my biggest concern is about the preferred sources. We might be, if we can't square getting money back from a candidate who received money from a preferred source, we might not be able to award a contract, on my read, I'm not an attorney, to a preferred source, which then where are we? And if the attorneys agree with what my concerns, which they might not, they might all say that's not a problem at all, you can go ahead and not give the contract to the preferred source, because they gave $275. The examples that I looked at in the lead up to this, New York City, Orange County, they all have those exemptions, and John's legislation had those exemptions until the last draft. Until the last draft, my concern was about this discouraging and how do you, which I haven't read the responses, but how do you actually prove that you discouraged, and then how do you enforce, because the enforcement only speaks to encouraging and coercing, not discouraging, but it always struck me as very convoluted, and the fact that employees who are under a bargaining unit are exempted even though they're under the direct supervision and control. I mean, we know very well as legislators that we as a legislative body can redline an employee's listing by name, title, job number who's under a collective bargaining agreement. So, but all those people are out of the loop, so it just leaves management. It's just I still have a lot of problems, and I need to read this. What I would like, if John says no, I'll just vote no today, but I would like this week to read this memo, to get Nick's response, to circulate Chris's response, which is much more brief, and see if there's any way we can come to an agreement. But I know John feels strongly about this, and he's going to speak, and it's been a long time, and if he just wants it to go this way, I can't. Today I can't support it, and possibly not next week.
Well, you know, Tracy, I was listening to your example with the property. I mean, I guess what you're talking about is somebody who bought an old car for $250 would now be violating some sort of a...
No, a property like when we have a house that goes up for foreclosure.
Well, but you said in a bid, somebody would buy a car on auction from the county.
Do we auction cars?
Surplus. Yeah,
okay.
I just don't think you're accurate. They're not contractors. They're not...
They are in your law.
I don't think you got rid
of the exemption, so it's any financial arrangement with the county, and that's a financial arrangement with the county.
I would disagree with you on that at this point.
Okay.
I don't have
we'll see that
information. I don't have it all written out, but I mean, how low do you go sometimes? Is it a car for $150 he went on bid?
But we sell lots of properties that, I mean, we sell homes that are foreclosed on.
Okay.
That are $50,000,
$10,000. I don't think that would be part of it, but... There's no sense in...
But we should find out.
I walked in tonight and they gave me the envelope for B. I mean, this is just about what always goes on.
I asked her for it. You have to be clear. I just got it. Yeah, I did too. You know. But I just
I mean, asked. Here's something that's been kicking around for 2 years. And there's memos here. Look, let's get right to it. If nobody thinks there's a problem with playing and paying... And no problem with campaign finances influencing people at their business. I think they have their head in the sand. To discourage people, I don't think that's a problem to say discourage people from doing it. It's part of the policy of when you get hired. You know, Dan Egan up in Albany, the county executive, refuses to take any money from any employees. Simple.
That's fine, but that's not what this law says.
Yeah, well, can I understand something?
Yeah.
If a contributor abides by the law as written and only gives what the law allows, why would that prevent them from bidding on a property and buying it? I mean, that's the whole purpose of the law, the purpose of the law is pay for play. But if there's limits on campaign finance contributions, and I'm a vendor, and let's just say I'm family of Woodstock, which I'm almost a sole source for many things that we have in this county, and I give the requisite amount of money and nothing, not a dollar more, I can still bid on properties or I can bid
on
cars.
But let's say you're Carl Belfilia or you're just Joe Schmuck.
County, I couldn't do that anyway. I can't bid on the property.
The law does not prohibit contributions.
But it doesn't. But
what that's what Carl is saying it does. But
what it doesn't take into effect is LLCs. So at the end of the day, my TJ Briggs LLC lawn business bids on whatever I want. TJ Briggs, he donates $100,000 to somebody. I'm within the rights and I'm within the law.
I don't know. PACs are probably exempted, but I don't know about LLCs.
But the point is, my LLC is the guy bidding, not me. So I can bid all day long, and the LLC doesn't donate anything to anybody. So I'm within the rights. So you didn't solve any pay for play.
But I think the situation that I'm talking about is John Smith goes to the auction. John Smith bids on a property. and successfully wins the bid for $14,322. He's the highest successful bidder. It's then discovered that John Smith gave $275 to a candidate that did not win. I'm just going to use it because that's the most extreme example I can think of, 2 years ago. Now Mark Ryder has got to track down that candidate who may not live here and who lost, who might say, I'm not giving $275 back. Why do I have to give $275 back? I spent it. It's gone. That person, John Smith, by my read of this, cannot purchase the property, and we have to sell it to the next person who has bid less than that $14,322. I think these things can be fixed. And John, with all due respect, you changed these things in the last draft.
Change them most of the time because people nitpick it to death.
This
and
is
then
a
you
big
gotta change
thing.
It. As far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't be able to do things like judicial candidates. You can't take contributions and know who they're from, and you can't solicit them. Mm-hmm. And for non-CSCA, for the sake of a different term, you shouldn't be asking your staff under your care, custody, appointment, control to be contributing to you. Pretty simple.
But why is it okay to ask your CSCA staff?
You can't tell me who
because,
I can and can't give money.
Because you're not, you as the boss have no control over them.
I do, though.
No, you don't.
We can fire them. We can totally redline a position.
Only with costs. Only with costs.
No. Can I ask clarification to somebody? So can I ask clarification? Can the legislature, at budget time or at any other time, look on a budget line, highway worker number 13275, Susan Smith, we say, redline the position.
Lay them off.
Can we do that? Yes, we can. We can. With no cause. A budgetary cost.
That is a budgetary thing. I mean,
that's fine. But that's we just went through a budget where we had a whole big debate about.
You know, I had a friend of mine who was on town board, and he was also owned a lumber yard. So he could he sell lumber to the town highway department guys when they were building a culvert? Yes, he could. It was settled in court. An employee that's covered, if that is not somebody that you can get rid of like that. Yes, you could probably do it eventually if somebody really wants to. There's loopholes and everything. There's ways around it. People can lie. They cannot tell the truth. They can manufacture things. I'm talking about the staff. The Secretary of State cannot go out and campaign for the president. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's against the law. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
When I was up here as a chair, I wouldn't think of asking anybody in that office, only six people, to contribute or to work for me. Got an example. Young Don doesn't work here anymore. Last year, he couldn't contribute to Ken. Now he doesn't work for Ken anymore. He can't contribute to the executive because he works for him. You know what I mean? So things change.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. And when your question about
it's
controlling employees,
you can't take my
it's pretty clear. If you're an appointed, confidential person,
but John, can I just speak to this?
Your job relies on you, maybe,
but
being
John,
a volunteer.
And here goes back to what I said in caucus over and over. This legislation, as written, in fact, says, even though let's get beyond the exemption, says that the elected official has to discourage the money, but there is no prohibition from taking the money from an employee. So as long as I to everyone in that office say, please don't give me any money. If they then give me money, there's no penalty for them giving me money. There's only a penalty if I have coerced it. It's like I want to make this work, which is what I've been saying, and I absolutely believe in a pay to play law, but I think getting rid of these exemptions and this discourage and courage issue has been a consistent problem for me.
Is, you know, McCain-Feingold was the law of the land for a bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, some people took it to court, and it worked its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and they lost it. Things like that happen sometimes. Personally, when this first started, I just wanted to make it nice and simple. You can't accept the money. Simple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unconstitutional. It's not unconstitutional.
Yes, it is. Why? How can you dictate that?
Ask a lawyer who he can take money from if he's running for judge and who he can.
Good.
It's not unconstitutional to say you there's can't take money from...
There's a difference. You mentioned judge.
Well, he's not there yet.
No, but a judge is...
So my point is, they can make laws for a lot of things.
So ask three attorneys and get four opinions.
I did ask three attorneys.
You get four opinions.
I mean, I only have two of them.
Yeah, I just want to understand
your first
issue about someone who gave money 3 years ago and then bought a property now has to give that money back. But in Section 6, I mean...
No. They don't. The candidate has to give it back.
But the law takes... The law is not the law until it takes effect.
Right.
It's not retroactive.
That's given. I know that it's not retroactive, right. But I'm talking about 3 years... If it's in effect 3 years from now, I know that it's not retroactive from the point it takes effect. I'm aware of that. But once it takes effect 4 years from now, it goes back 4 years.
Now, my understanding that the purchasing agent is supposed to know whether or not someone gave a contribution that was more than they should.
You keep talking about more than they should...
Can I jump in just on that? Because what Legislator Bartels is talking about is an auction for real property where, I mean, somebody could donate $1,000, have no interest in being a vendor for the county ever, but, you know, we foreclose on property right
that's
next
exactly
to their
what
house.
I'm talking about.
They decide they want to purchase that property. Why are we going to cut them out for that situation?
They would in this since you got rid of that exemption, they would. Which I didn't even notice until I reread it because I was so concerned about encouraged discharge.
I like that explanation.
Now, let me
now
can
I
read something
better.
Just
okay.
So
go
on, Federal Elections Commission, when you talk about what you can prohibit and what you can't prohibit, and we're not prohibiting, we're limiting. Federal government contractors may not make contributions to federal candidates. Pretty simple. It's not unconstitutional, it appears.
What's that to do with traces?
Those are our...
Yeah, contracts.
It's when you say, well, you can't tell somebody they can't contribute because of...
No, but John, then we go back to the whole LLC issue. Yeah, okay.
There's loopholes in everything.
No shit, Sherlock, but just
not even sure how you enforce what's here.
Then fine.
Money
is a problem.
One finger in a dike that's got 42 holes in it.
Everything has holes in it. As you found out with McCain Feingold, that they have holes in it, and they lose. It's okay.
But John, the exemptions that used to exist, which I'm not sure why you got rid of them, but the exemptions that used to exist, namely the real property that's foreclosed on as a contract, that the preferred source, sole source, and lowest responsible bidder, you got rid of those exemptions. Those exemptions exist both in Orange County's legislation and New York City's legislation, both of which I think are very good examples. Orange County's a very simple example. New York City's very complex because it involves this whole website and publishing things that are probably beyond our means, but something we could strive for. But removing those exemptions created a whole different level of problems that... Some of them are potentially legal, as in at least the preferred source, and others of them are very practical. I just can't understand in the example of someone who's bidding who happens to have given money to a candidate, they would never have known about a limit because there are limits for giving money to a candidate, and you can give a candidate $1,000, so they give a candidate $1,000, the candidate wins or lose. Next thing you know, they happen to bid in an open auction, in a public forum, they're the highest bidder, and because the candidate doesn't want to give the money back within 30 days or can't be tracked down, they are no longer allowed to enter into that agreement with the county.
I don't agree with you on that.
That's what I read this law to say. I have to read B's. Well, we'll see. I don't know if B agrees with Nick. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, no. I think what I'm going to do is continue to review B's opinion, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Chris, did you review?
And I'll forward you, Chris.
Did you review, Chris?
Yeah,
I just got it yesterday.
I just got B's about 20 minutes ago.
We all did.
You didn't have time to look at it yet?
I read it.
We all got it.
He states
we
that
all
there are significant changes.
I read it. We
and
agree upon something.
We have to have another public hearing.
Right.
I didn't see hers. I mean, I asked her questions.
It says it in her third paragraph.
I sent amended questions yesterday changes. Because I was looking off the wrong draft. And when I looked at the newer draft, I was like, I have different questions than my encourage, discourage, and some of the other things.
Right. My memo was curtailed to her specific questions.
Which had a lot to do with the encourage, discourage, and some of the exemptions. I know. Preferred source was one of my earlier questions.
I mean, I like this law in theory. I like it better in an election year, which is great. But the only thing it's doing right now, John, and I apologize for saying this, though, it's giving the illusion that we've taken things under consideration and we're trying to help. But
I have full confidence we can come up with something that will actually be functional.
If we're going to try to buy a piece of property in town and they're not a vendor...
John, will you be agreeable to hold us over until a lot of these issues are discussed and resolved some way, shape, or form, or at least
you know, either it's going to rise or fall now. What's the difference?
Well, but the thing is, if someone has serious questions, I think everybody would like to know what the answers are.
I agree with that, except it's a drip, drip, drip. There's always a serious question.
Well, let's put it within the next 60 days, have this thing finalized, whatever, 30 days, whatever.
You're talking about now, if somebody bid on a car for $100, then it's a problem.
I don't even know about the car.
Well, I do. Yes, it is.
A contract means, I'm going to read to you your law. It says, contract means any claim, account, or demand against or agreement with the county, expressed or implied, and shall include the designation of a depository of public funds and the designation of a newspaper, blah, blah, blah. So it says, so it's everything with no financial limit, any claim, account, demand, or agreement with the county. It used to say, except for properties, whatever the language was, basically, except for properties that go up for auction, whatever. I don't remember your language, but that it used to exempt that, and that was in the last draft removed. So, yes, I believe that even a $100 car, probably, that's a claim, account, demand, or agreement with the county. It's express, implied. In fact, it's an express agreement. So it's not even an implied agreement. It's an express agreement with the county in the form of a contract to take a piece of real property for a cost, whether it's $100 or it's $500,000. It's an express agreement. So, yes, I would say, yes, a $100 car would make you applicable to this law and would require that the director of purchasing determine whether or not you had given any money to any candidate that was under.
Well, they could ask that, then put that part of the bid process. Then it would be eliminated.
But why would you want to eliminate someone from a public bid process that should just go to the highest bidder? If someone, the example Mark gave is a great one. A lot of times people bid more than the property is worth because they live adjacent to it or they have a particular interest. Wouldn't we as a county want to get the most money possible? How does precluding them because they gave money to a candidate that won or lost actually achieve your goal of getting around perceptions or real problems with conflicts of interest regarding pay to play? This isn't, to me, that exemption made perfect sense and now it's gone. I think we can, to Carl's point, come up with a pay to play law using Orange County, using some of what's here and using Orange County and New York City models. That's a functional piece of legislation. Right now, there's too many problems for me. There's too many holes. And my problems, like I said, I still have the discouraged problem because I feel, Chris used the term illusory, it's very difficult to prove that you discourage, the law doesn't even say what the punishment is for not discouraging every employee, because there's not a punishment for taking money unless you coerced it, but what's the punishment for not discouraging every employee who's under your purview? Because that's what we have to do. Everyone running. And that's a challenge for someone who's running who's not in office, because someone who's running might not even know. So now you got to get a list of every employee that might be under their purview. It's a changing number. You got to send out an email or a letter. You have to personally shake hands and say, please don't give me any money.
I
don't know.
Carl,
can I make a motion to just postpone this until the legal counsel gets a better grasp on it? Or... to bring it back to laws and rules?
Well, I think
it's up to John.
John, it's your law.
I just assume vote on it and send it away. What the heck? This has been going on 2 years. We've had different memos from the attorney's office. Each time they come up with other problems. But
some of the points that Tracy are bringing up are very valid points and very... I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think when you first... thought about all this and going through that process, you wanted to include some of those things in there.
Probably didn't think of a house going up for auction, but as soon as we fix that, there's going to be something else.
Well,
believe me.
Let's do it so that, get together, put, you know, what efforts in, try to resolve so many things. In the next 60 days, bring this to a point and a vote, no ifs, and buts. And then at that point, let people vote the way they want to vote at that time, whatever the final is at that point. But, you know, there are some valid concerns from what I hear here tonight. That's just my personal opinion. There's a motion, there's a second. I'm asking you out of courtesy.
That's fine.
Okay?
That's fine.
All right. So, motion, second, to hold us back for the lawyers look at it, add any input, get back to John, have some input from John, and within 60 days have a final for this. Is that agreeable?
Yes.
Is that part of your motion?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against?
Fine.
Thank you. Resolution 16, authorizing Ulster County budget to analyze increased funding from the New York State Mental Health for a 0.2% cost of living adjustment.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. On favor, say aye.
Aye.
17, confirming Michael Iacocci, Commissioner of Social Services.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we do a few together or no?
Can we do 19 alone? Forward. If I have a question on it.
Okay. Four. 19, matching funds. I Love New York Tourism Promotion Department of Tourism. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Tracy, question?
So in the first resolve, it says, it sets the number, and it says in an amount no more than $135,250 and no less than $30,000. Previous, it says they anticipate applying for between $30,000 and $135,000. Do we have to put the no less than? I know that it's not likely we're going to get to have less than $30,000, but why do we need to have a no less than number?
It's a state prescribed format. Again, the state
it
budget.
Is?
Yeah, and the state budget is not been finalized. We won't know our number until the budget.
So we have to say no less than?
I don't want to say that we've always done it that way because it's based on a state template.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with it then. I'm sure we're going to get much
and
more
than
that.
And in the budget,
that,
we have 68.
I hope
that number's on the second page is the 68,000. That's what we have. Because that was last year's allocation, so we expect at least last year's. But
yeah, I hope
know.
So too. I mean,
yeah,
I
never know.
But
yeah.
All right, I didn't realize it was.
Any
spread.
Other questions? No, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
20.
I'll move it.
Move.
Second.
Discussion.
Can I ask? Can I just say something?
Yep.
I'm going to support it, and I was talking to some people who told me a little bit of Ms. Hargrove's history, but it would be nice to have a resume, because I understand she came up from within the county and through the department, but
I thought we said that many years ago that we have appointments that we have resumes attached to them.
Even just to be proud of our candidate. I just think it would be great to...
Can we kind of get a resume?
I did not realize that the appointment wasn't sent over without a resume, but I'll have to work to correct that.
In fact,
I would have had her here tonight. Unfortunately, she's... the meeting from last week was postponed because of the weather, and she's away on a vacation out of state today. So
yeah, and I've heard fantastic things, but I heard she worked her way right up through the department and began as a bus driver.
I think we did. It's not on point.
Okay.
Just make sure you get it to the phone.
I'd be happy to have her here at your meeting next week if you'd like.
Also, too, we lost, as we're talking about this, one of our valuable resources and employees of the legislative area moved over to into the Department of Transportation, correct?
Yeah.
Don.
Don will be her deputy.
Right. So just if you're not aware of it.
Don Quisnell?
Yeah.
Thank God he got my mileage done.
Really?
For the last one.
Deputy Director of Transportation?
We offered him a position the other day.
Wow.
On Friday.
Wait a minute.
You stole...
It was easy to leave.
Thank God he gave me cash. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, that's great.
I don't care.
We're excited. Don, we all know Don's a great kid, and it's a great opportunity for him. We're excited.
But he'll be discouraged from contributing.
he's
not my
matter of fact, we have it in now. Yes.
All right, so I'll make a motion that Don can't leave. Oh, no, I can't do it. All right, on this resolution, 20.
Aye.
Anybody against? And we're going to get the resume, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you.
I
don't have a problem.
I'll ask Carol to be at the
community
meeting so you can meet her as well.
Yeah,
resolution
be nice
21, establish a capital project 480, Kingston Center.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We've got a bond after that. 28, authorized Commissioner of Finance to sell real property by court order pursuant to Article 11, Real Property, Department of Finance. Move. We do this yearly, correct?
Yes. It's
any discussion?
I didn't
move.
See
I'm sorry. Move. Move first. Tracy, move.
Oh,
it.
I'll move it. Yeah,
second,
sorry.
Second. Discussion? If
was
not,
the, roll. Was this the property that...
Well, this resolution sets me the ability to have an auction, and the dates are in there, April 20th, and if we have to, April 21st.
Okay.
Unless they've donated campaign money.
Stop.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 30, authorize the chairman to enter an agreement with the Village of Ellenville, New Paltz, Sort of Use.
I'm moving.
Important real second. Property. Second.
You skipped over 29.
Oh, did
you
I?
Did? Yeah.
That's a private sale.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do 30 and we'll go back. Okay. We move 30, someone?
Yeah.
I'll move it. Second.
Second by me.
I thought we voted on it.
What's that?
I thought we voted
on it. No,
we
didn't. This is the contracts we did.
All right. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye on Resolution 30.
Aye.
Resolution 29 and 31, do we put them together?
Motion no.
You can.
No.
Second that.
Yeah. I have a question on 30.
All right. 29.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
31, request and legislation granting Ulster County eligibility under Article 4, Title 2, Section for the tax exemption for unremarried spouse of volunteer fire for volunteer ambulance workers killed in line of duty and for unmarried spouses of deceased members of volunteer fire commissioners, volunteer fire departments, or voluntary ambulance service.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
Trace?
So, can someone explain to me a couple things? In the first set of resolves, they talk about such deceased volunteer has been enrolled for at least 5 years and has been receiving the exemption prior. And then the later set of resolves, it says they've been enrolled for at least 20 years. Can someone, one's for the, what's it, can someone explain the distinction to me?
Yeah, we're actually seeking authority under two separate sections of existing state law for two different exemptions. So the
okay.
First one is as to volunteers that are killed in the line of duty, and as to them, 5 years of service is the prerequisite.
Okay.
The second section is simply for those who've obtained longevity and not necessarily killed in the line of duty, but just passed away. They want to continue the surviving spouse receiving exemption, and the prerequisite there is to have 20 years of service. That's just how the state law is written, so
okay.
That's not anything the that's county is right trying to impose.
And let me ask you the...
No, go ahead and finish.
But, so in both, in either case, would the extension that would apply to the unremarried spouse, which I'll get to that question as well in a minute, would the extension apply in perpetuity as long as that person owned that property?
Yeah, unless they lose their eligibility by remarrying.
Yeah. And what's the thinking? Is there a model for that, the concept of remarrying?
That's how state law is written. And I guess so we can only operate within the confines of state law, and that's how.
And the state law only allows us to give the exemption if the person doesn't remarry?
Correct, that's the existing law.
There's
right.
Something semi sort of cruel about that,
right.
I think. But
no, because they keep it because they were married to a volunteer fireman or like military and those types of things. Well, once you remarry, you're not married to obviously
right.
that person anymore. So
you're not dependent on them.
I guess without
well, it doesn't
the law,
mean you're dependent on them just because you're married.
Well, no, but without the law, they wouldn't get it at all. So
right.
What we're saying is, look, we want to extend it to the spouse. I mean, there's certainly going to be policy considerations that we could ask the state to change at some point, but this is how the existing law is written. So we have to operate within that.
Can I ask a question about the
yes,
law?
Yeah.
How do you file for that? Since I'm like a 45-year member of the Ellenville First Aid Squad, and I've never heard
no,
of it.
No, but I will address that. We have one person in the county that has this exemption. And the reason, there's one reason why we only have one. State income tax, you get a $200 credit for volunteer firefighter. You cannot have both.
This is worth $13 to the one person.
The one person that has it, it's $13.
Okay.
So my guess is, you know, income tax-wise, they're not employed, so they don't get the $200 credit.
And it's just on the county portion of the tax.
The county portion, right. We have one person that has
this
exemption.
We only have one person.
Because the volunteer firefighters are claiming that $200 credit on their taxes.
Huh. So once the firefighter is deceased, does the spouse get that credit?
No, and this would change.
But see, then they wouldn't have the exemption. That's the... That's the problem.
Wow.
So, just want to make
you take the $200 credit?
Damn right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't have both. State won't allow you to have both.
Huh? Retroactive for 10 years?
Yeah, every year.
Put on your financial put on your financial form?
Yes, it is.
It's
like a G8R form. It says right on there, enter 200.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? 31?
$13 exemption.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 33, approving contract by Armit Correctional Services, Ulster County Sheriff.
Oh.
Move, Trace.
I'll second.
Of course,
I didn't
move
it.
Somebody has to.
Move.
I don't want my name on this at all.
Chris, second.
Second.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a no on this. I realize it's kind of a protest vote. I'm pretty sure I voted no last time. I mean,
we don't have that in this country.
When you Google Aramark, you come, and particularly in relation to correctional facilities, and I'm not talking about, I did not see anything in New York State per se, but all over the country, all kinds of complaints. PBS has even done a whole show on Aramark and the privatization of this aspect of prisons and jails. So I'm going to be a no, and I, in addition to that, I feel like we should, or I would like to look into, I'm pretty sure we did this on our own at some point, and I'd like to look into what that cost and run out some analysis. I get that the food only costs $1.80 a meal or whatever it is, and it's, but I have major problems with this.
It's cheap.
$2.12
in state for the state.
Yeah.
You get $2.12 a day.
Yeah, I'd be happy to circulate some of the articles about Aramark if people want to read them, but it's, yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're going to have to bid for this, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still in no.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against, other than Tracy? No. All right, 34. Approving the execution of contract in excess of 50th and Brady County, Buckhurst Fish and Jeremark Inc., Department of Planning. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? No. Dennis?
Nope.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
People of Marlboro, thank you.
All right. 35, approving execution of contract excess of 5th Interbody County Family Woodstock Department of Probation. Move.
Move it.
Second. Any second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Can I ask a question about
this? Yes, you may.
So was this program created by Family of Woodstock, or was it created? I mean, how was the program, the Alternative to Juvenile Detention Project, how was that program created?
I don't know the answer, but I know that this is a program that's been ongoing for several years, done very closely with the Department of Probation.
Okay. You know. No, I think it's great that we're doing
it. Community corrections programs, just to, from my time.
Okay. No, I think it's great that we're doing it, but I'm just curious about its origin. Okay.
All right. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 36 and 37, can we do it together?
I have a question on 36.
36, okay. Approving $50,000 by the Family Woodstock Department of Probation.
I move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion.
Is this a new same one. Who created this program? Was it created by Family Woodstock?
Resolve?
And is it a new program?
Or Evolve? What was that called?
Evolve.
Is this Evolve? Mm-hmm. Just a different name?
I can give that information to you.
Which one is this one?
It's like
36.
It's like a group counseling kind of.
To reduce violence.
To reduce violence.
And find alternatives to express their emotions for alcoholism.
Okay, I would.
Sounds like Evolve, and the price looks like Evolve.
I have the contract in front of me.
Yeah. They've added the females.
I'm sure it says
they added females to
it,
right? Which is good.
All right.
I get hit all the time.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, what we had was we didn't have the full contract. We just had the Schedule A with the description, which is usually all I want, but I didn't.
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 37, approving execution of contract over 50 by the County Alcohol Monitoring System Department of Probation. Moved?
I move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, quick question. Who is doing this? What company?
It's Alcohol Monitoring Systems, Inc. I mean, that's the name of the company.
Do we know where they're from?
Mm, I don't have a contract for me.
They're not related in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Very good.
I know where you were going with that.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
Yes.
I asked that same question, so that's why I know the answer.
All in favor, say aye.
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 How about the next two, 38 and 39, Department of Social Services, can we bundle them?
Move to bundle.
Second. Any discussion? Not roll call on bundling. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On resolution 38 and 39,
I'm sorry, who moved and seconded those?
I moved. Chris second.
Okay. Doing it again? Moving them? Vote on them?
Yeah.
Chris
I'll
seconded?
Second it. Yep.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 40, approving execution of contract access to 50 by the County Gateway Community Industries Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
41, approving the execution of contract access to 50,000 by the County Postler and Jackal Corp. Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second. A second?
Second.
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Any questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 How about the next two, Department of Informational Services, 42 and 43, bundle?
I'd like to discuss 42.
Yeah, I know. Okay, 42, contract by Newcastle Communication Department of Information Services. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I have a couple of questions about the contract. We have, as of last month's tally of employees, 1,415 employees. And the way I read this contract, we have 2,021 licenses for phones. So that's in excess of 606 phones. And I'm looking at the last page.
Okay.
The voice over IP systems. All of these are licenses. MNT 3S SAL SW Premium at $30 a unit price. We get a discount. There's 1,208 of them. So I did a little investigation, and the entire contract, the licensing alone is $48,417.04. So I can't, and I know Bob's not here, and I just kind of came upon this, but it seems to me that there's got to be something about why there's 2,021 licenses and only 1,415 employees.
Mind you, your copiers are hooked up to it as well.
And also,
they dial out.
For example, there's a phone in this room, and there's no employee
assigned
to it. There are
conference rooms.
We have a 911, or we have a emergency command center over at law enforcement center that has, what, 25 phones in it? You know, examples like that. There's not staff assigned to sit in front of the phone.
Well, these are all phones. Mm-hmm. These are not copiers.
Okay. No, but these are what I'm saying is, though, there's a phone line that goes into
them. No, I understand that, but that's in a different section.
Okay.
Those are the sections for the audio codes gateways. And then all the licensing fees for the lines. You have recording licenses, trunk licenses, station licenses, console licenses, gateways. I don't know. I'm going to call the company up and try to find out what it is.
Provide more info on those 2,200
lines. I would.
Sure.
On this page, the last page of the contract.
I'll give you more info.
You know, when I first glance, I looked at it and I thought they were charging us per phone, per license. And if that was the case, we can't have 2,021 devices. It's just not possible, because even if we have 1,415 employees, not everybody has a phone.
No.
Look at the Public Works Department. Those guys don't have phones.
It's my understanding the IS director will be here for the next meeting in a couple of minutes. Maybe you can
I think she's right there.
Back for a minute.
Sylvia?
Right. I thought,
yeah, the means
we're just going to make me out.
Can we grab her phone?
She's probably in the parking lot, by
I mean, it is a substantial savings, the voice over IP.
Because
I understand
months,
with analog lines, we were paying somewhere around $60,000 a month.
Definitely.
So it's a big savings.
But now I get the 2,200
line. I think she's going to be pulled back
in. In a moment, she is indisposed. She'll be right
there. All right, let's hold up on Resolution 42. Let's go to 44. Hold up on the next one, 43, too, because of information services. 44, contract excellence, 50, Antibody County Rehabilitation Support Services, Department of Mental Health. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll
second. Any discussion?
In committee, I voted no on this. Mm-hmm. And the reason I voted no is because I've already publicly come out against the company. My town is in litigation with them. And I'm not going to recuse myself because I don't have any other interest in this party except that I represent the people. But I don't agree right now with what's happening with, if you want to call them, sober homes and the ability of the state or county to inspect these homes and to make sure that the regulations are followed. These are huge contracts that are affecting lives of people who are just getting out of rehab for either alcohol or drug addiction. And I think it's very serious, and we're just throwing almost $750,000. I'm sure that in the contract everything's stated. I kind of read the contract, but personally I don't agree with it. Those are the reasons why I'm voting no.
Are you able to, why is your town in litigation with them?
Because they want to build a 14 or 15 bed sober home in a residential area. Highly densely residential.
So it's not a performance, they're not litigating a performance issue, it has to do with zoning.
Well, they're going against the zoning regulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, many, many years ago, through the State Office of Substance Abuse put out a request for proposals here in Ulster County, looking to attract providers to provide these services in various areas. This company, who operates several homes in the county, they are regulated. They're very proficient. They do a good job. We check their performance on a routine basis, and they have a very good track record. They did propose a facility in Legislative Affiliates District, and again, had to meet all of the zoning and other requirements there, and it's ended up in litigation. Mm-hmm. So that's the story behind it. But again, it's not. Again, the firm, as far as the provision of service, does a good job, and they have a good track record. This service is highly regulated by the state, and again, these dollars are being passed through from the state to provide the service.
And Carl, you're talking about you have concerns with the state's ability to oversee. What did you say exactly?
Oh yeah, to oversee.
Why? Ken's saying it's highly regulated.
Let's take a healthcare facility. Let's take a nursing home. All right?
Right.
The state does surveys on nursing homes. They actually go into the nursing home, most of the times unannounced, and they grade them on deficiencies. They used to do that with Golden Hill. They don't do that in sober homes. Regulations are regulations on paper. They don't go into these homes and inspect them.
No, they do.
They do. Oasis goes in there and inspects them. I've never heard of
they're
that.
They're overseen by Oasis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Christ.
And they're getting
exactly.
They're getting actually.
We have a good rapport with them.
And you know, 54% of the money is coming from Oasis.
Yeah,
and the rest is coming from the federal government. We're not even spending any money on it.
You know, the county department of mental health provides oversight to these facilities as well too. And when we get a complaint or a concern, we'll report that to Oasis, and they'll be in. You know, they're in. You know, very routinely checking on these facilities. Again, there are tremendous problems with unregulated sober homes in different parts of the state. But, you know, every, you know, quote-unquote sober home we have here in Ulster County is regulated by the state, funded through the state and regulated.
Here's my issue. I'll just answer your question.
Thank you.
Okay. You're an addict. You just got out of rehab, okay? And let's say you live in Ulster County, and you go to the Sorgatys, this Sorgatys home. First of all, I don't agree that you should be back in the same area. You kind of want to put that behind you. But these homes they allow people just to walk in and out. You can have guests and visitors. Once someone brings drugs in, other people get involved. If you were a heroin addict and you're recovering, it's very tempting just to take one more hit of heroin or whatever. I've had people come to me during my Narcan training in Esopus. I had three separate people tell me about this place. And two sons and a daughter, and all of them were exposed to drugs in this facility.
When you say this facility, there's a whole bunch of facilities. Able this year, you're talking about just one of them, Able House?
Okay. I didn't want to name it.
Well, there's a whole bunch of facilities.
I don't want to make an accusation publicly. And there doesn't need to be anonymity in this. I could see other areas, like if we had safe houses and things like that.
It's not that.
No, I understand that. But last year's contract for this, there was a clause in it, and I asked at the time, whoever was the contract management, it said that they were going to use the monies for other things, and it didn't really state what they were using it for. It was kind of, wasn't defined. I just would like to see, and maybe because I brought a resolution to NYSAC this month on sober homes, and requiring the state and OASIS to clamp down on them and to put more regulations. And actually, Florida is one of the best states in the country, not only for rehabilitation services, but for sober housing. People come from all over the country to go down there because it's highly regulated and people get better. You know, the state and the federal government throwing $750,000 into a home and say, here you go, take it.
In today's news, in a Samaritan village of Ellenville, there's a guy raped three women, one of their employees. Point of information.
That can happen anywhere. I mean, in any.
Well, you can't make them stay on campus because
these are inpatient facilities.
They're placed there voluntarily. Yeah.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 All
right.
45, approve the execution of contract of People, Inc., Department of Mental Health. Move.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
46, amendment closing the contract to be excess of 50 in Tabarda County, Health Alliance Hospital, Broadway Campus, Department of Mental Health. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
How about 50 and 51? Can we bundle them?
I'll move it.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On resolutions 50 and 51, moved by.
I'll move
it. Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 52, authorize execution of right of way interest over certain rail property for Hudson Valley Rail Trail, Phase 4. Town of Lloyd, amending Capital Project 451 for the right of accusation. Department of Planning, move.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. Tracy?
Does this complete our acquisition for this project? Or no,
it completes the legislative part of it, and we're working to get the final offers codified. We had to go back and revise some of the maps because one of the owners wanted us to avoid an area, which we did, and we left a tree buffer that he wanted. Another owner wanted a right to access across the trail, its future, so we're putting that on the map. So we're working through details like that, but by the time you pass this, we hope by the end of the month or next month to be able to roll into right-of-way acquisition.
That's great.
We're in a good place with three of the four, and the fourth we're trying to meet with and go and talk to. So we're looking for a construction later in the fall. We'll be coming back to you in the summer with, the results of our bids. And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Not roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 54, establishing Capital Project 464, SUNY Ulster Renovation.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
55. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County under the lease agreement with SUNY Ulster for office classroom space at BRC, Department of Public Works, Building and Ground. Move.
Move it.
Second. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 56. Capital Project number 261. Tor Gore Bridge replacement. Funding of right-of-way acquisition. Chairman of Ulster County alleged to execute contract certification reimbursement request for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with New York Port Transportation, amending 2017 Ulster County for capital fund budget. Moved?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
How about if we do 58 through, or 58, 60, 62, 64, and 66?
Well, 64 is kind of
64
separate.
64 is central.
Yeah.
Okay, leave 64 out.
Move to group.
So we're going 58, 60, 62, and 66.
I'll second that.
All in favor,
can
Zach?
We do, can we just do through 62?
Okay, 362.
Yeah.
All right.
Second that.
Thank you.
Bundle second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On resolutions 58, 60, and 62.
I'll move them.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 64, establishing capital project 499, purchase of the county fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes. I just want to point out, maybe you can speak to this, Ken, that it, there's a bunch of green fleet in this purchase, and I want to say I'm very excited about that.
You're very excited to know the sheriff is getting a hybrid.
I know,
in
it's great.
It's
this
not plug-in, but it's a hybrid. So.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see so many.
We've already received the approval for the state rebates on all those cars, so that's in line. And in the next couple of months, you're going to see a resolution authorizing 4 additional charging stations, which will support these new vehicles.
Very good. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
66, Assembly Capital Project 500, purchase of highway equipment, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second. Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can I go back real quick? Is it, do we know if they're all dump trucks? I know for a while they bought,
this the county bought. On 66, you're done?
Yeah. Because once, way back when, they bought those Oshkosh trucks that were just Sanders, and it's just like a waste
of
money.
I can get you the list.
Okay,
but I think it's in our program. I just been
very
it's
right here.
You have the list.
Yeah.
We got international triaxial tandems.
Green, these ones?
They're international. The list is there.
You got it.
We're good.
Of it.
We're good.
Yep. All right. And the first one.
I just didn't thought they had that list.
I couldn't read it quick enough.
Okay.
All right. Resolution 69, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County to execute agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice aid to the prosecution district attorney. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
70, authorizing the chairman to execute a settlement agreement between 346 Washington Avenue LLC, the City of Kingston, City of Kingston School District, and Ulster County. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Any other discussion? Everybody knows what this is about, right? No?
Well, what was this?
No. It's a pilot.
This is a pilot. It was a
pilot agreement back in 2007, and the city assessor basically made them, like, fully exempt. So the part of their agreement wasn't paid, and it was found out, and this is the settlement for that kind of...
It's been going on a long time.
What's the difference between what... Like the mistake
for us, the portion isn't that much because we're the, if you look at the lowest one, the biggest hit is for the city and the school district, and they both agreed to it.
But what is the difference?
I don't have it in front of me. I know there is.
$12,000.
Yeah.
For us,
it was about
$12,000.
All right, any other discussion?
They have a much bigger share if they're losing.
Is that the old Queens Galley building?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We need 42 and 43. There were some questions. So we on Newcastle Communications. Carl has some questions about the...
On the last page.
Chairman, I'll move them.
Move 42 and 43? Or just 42, just 42.
Well, these are licenses, right?
Yes, there's four types of licenses. There's station access licenses, which are actually your phones. They match your phones. The trunk access licenses are for the lines that connect the system to the outside world, to the SIP trunks and the PRIs, the data connections. The STLs are for phone lines that don't really represent a physical phone, so it's just a reduced license that allows for appearances on a phone set. So maybe a secretary might have a couple different appearances on her line. And the SRLs, we just have four of those. There's the desktop and the smartphone connection. So we're just testing, playing with them,
So we only got four to test. So that's how that breaks down.
All right. Front access license, 683. All right, so there's my discrepancy of 606.
Good.
Is that a lot?
Sylvia, the question was, Carl saw the total is 2,200, and we only have 1,400 employees.
Yeah, Hector had filled me in, so.
Do we have any kind of maintenance agreements on the phones themselves?
That's included in this.
It is?
Yep.
Is it online somewhere? Is that the phone?
Yes, it is. Let's see. There's three appendixes. Let's see. Appendix A is the vendor's on-site technical support. So in case something breaks. Appendix B is we have a contract with them for managed services, so they'll do adds, moves, changes, modifications to the application itself. And we did that to try and offload some work from our tech support team. And then Appendix C is that software and hardware maintenance that you're referring to.
All right, so, no, Appendix C's are the licenses.
Well, the licenses have already been paid, so this is just the software maintenance on the licenses. The licenses were paid when we purchased.
All right, software maintenance, so not hardware maintenance.
Hardware maintenance is below. The audio code gateways, and those like the SAL, that maintenance is for, since that's a bundle with the phone and the license, that's all included in that one software maintenance line.
So my phone breaks, it's got a maintenance agreement, and I get a new phone.
I just take the old one out, give you a new one. They might try and fix the old one if they can, but...
So, and this is per year. So,
correct.
Per license, the discount, let's say, for the most licenses we have, $27.54.
Correct.
Okay.
Per year.
Here's what I'd like to do next year when the contract comes to work out. I've had my voice over IP phone for almost 8 or 9 years, and I've never had a problem with it. Somehow we could scale down the, take the maintenance cost off the phone, because if one phone in 500 breaks a year, you're only really going to have to pay like $300 and not half of whatever the licensing fee is plus the maintenance. You know, $48,000 just for that, for those four, that four top section right there. Okay.
32, because that's the only one with a hardware component to it.
Well, 33,000 for 683 is $13,000.
But the others don't have hardware on them. The trunk access, the station license, and the SRL. There's no hardware. The only one that has hardware is that SAL,
okay.
And that's because it's bundled. And I don't know if I can get that separated, but I'll ask.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, look, it would be better if we could cut the 48 to 24. I just, you know,
always, yeah.
It seems that we saved a lot of money. I understand we saved a lot of money.
You can always save more if possible.
From the analog point. Mm-hmm. But if we're spending money additionally on maintenance on a phone that only costs like $200 or $300, and we've got 1,400 of them, it doesn't make sense. Because
mm-hmm.
if one or two break a year, that's maybe $300 or $600 a year.
Right, that's self-insuring. You know, if they break, you just pay for it.
But so I'm glad that you explained it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually give
and
you
if,
a breakdown.
You know. If you look at that, the majority of the cost of the SAL is not the phone. The phones are $7 and, say, 30 cents additional for the hardware per year. Because the bulk of it, if you look at the TAL, that's $20. Actually, no. I want to correct. Pull that back. I made a mistake. It's the 920. So it would be like $18 for the hardware. So I'll see, Carl, if that's possible to split that out.
Yes, go on.
Maybe one thing we could look at to get a better handle on what you're talking about is at the end of the year, do we ever get a report of how often the phones broke down or how much we use that portion of the service, that kind of guarantee?
I get a report that tells me what they did throughout the year.
Yeah, so we could see how those numbers would run against not having gotten the guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's always a gamble, but yeah.
Right, and it's also a matter of can we split it out?
Yeah.
I think that's the key question. Mm-hmm. But if we can, I agree with both of you, because we usually use hot spares for things like that. You know, buy an extra one,
exactly,
or two even, so that if something breaks, we can just swap it out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions?
Okay,
if not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, one more resolution, 43, execution of contract amendment in excess of 50, Antibody County, continuous or continuum Systems Department Information Services.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions? If not, roll call. Oh.
Can I have a question?
Yeah. No, I think that it's a great product.
Thank you.
Basically, it's a document organization program. From scanning or from creating documents, Word documents, Excel, any kind of document, instead of trying to figure out what to do with it. This program kind of scoops it all up for you. The thing that I don't understand still is that there are things that don't use that program. I don't think the legislature uses that program, or anybody in the county office.
Yes, some do. Finance, buildings and grounds, self-insurance, that's finance again. So not the legislature. But it's certainly open for that.
Right. Now, is this saved in the cloud?
No.
Right.
It's local.
Okay. So one of the things
is the document behind all the contracts and logos.
Right. Yeah. And there's a way, besides when you add it to it's called OnBase. When you add it to OnBase, you index it in a particular way so that you can either search by vendor, by name, by number. So when you're in an application that's referring to a document, you would just double click on the contract number and it pops up the scanned version signed by everybody right in the system.
That would be so helpful for the legislature.
Oh yeah.
To look up old resolutions.
I can tell most departments are saving paper because they used to keep a copy of each invoice that they'd send, just invoice. Now
why
you just click on it and it's there.
And time to
yeah,
not go
time.
Through that drawer
yeah.
and find.
Why aren't we? Why aren't we?
It's a setup and training issue and licensing issue.
No, we're. I think we'd be okay with licenses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a group for the county. We can certainly come over
it's
and you know work with Vicki or
Fawn. Very difficult to research. I just know for myself, even in researching.
There's your research right here.
Old resolutions.
Oh, no,
I've had to go into my own file to look up what number it was 8 years ago.
I mean, it would still have to be scanned.
And then, then I can find it.
We're doing that right now. That's what Brianne does. She's been scanning.
Yeah. Is she storing them in OnBase?
We didn't have OnBase when she started scanning.
So
they're scanned.
They can be automatically
put in.
And the ones that are electronic, so at a certain point in time, these all became electronic. They can all be imported, and you can work on backfilling as time, because that's really an expensive, time-consuming process that we wouldn't do. We would outsource
right.
it. The county clerk does it sometimes, too.
I think it's important to finish my statement, is that you got documents all over the county. You got servers here. God forbid, you know, it happened once. We had a hard drive failure. We need to virtualize, and we need to consolidate. And this would be a perfect opportunity to do that with this program. I mean, there are other programs, and there are other things you can do. But to protect, and, you know, I'm just thinking about what happened to the legislature over the summer. You know, because I just happened to call up and tried to get some information from Vicki, and she said the computer's down. And I called IS, and they said they would lost a hard drive and the servers.
But we didn't lose data. When you lose a hard drive, you don't.
That.
I just want to make sure everybody. I know you do, Carl. But when we say we lose a hard drive, people might say, "Oh my gosh!" But no, that's
just
not the case.
The integrity of the information within the county government, you know, it's really looked at that.
That wasn't an integrity issue, though, at all. Okay. I just want to make that clear.
All right.
Okay, my question was, when you said there are other programs, so this, it's not a sole source, right? But we keep extending the contract. Are there other companies? I guess my question is more toward at what point do we look out to see if there are other products that do the same thing at a better cost rather than just extending a contract? Mm-hmm. When do we do that? Because this has been going since 2010, and it may be the best one out there. But.
We did an extensive RFP at that point.
In 10?
In 10, yes. So the investment that was put into setting this up and where we have it now would really have to be taken into consideration because that's a lot of time and customization that's been done. So I would say not now. Mm-hmm. That would be my advice. Maybe in a few years, but it's working well for us. And people are getting, adopting it, and we're saving money in other places. So that would be my advice at this point.
When you say we're saving money in other places?
In storage.
Storage.
And,
yeah.
And,
yeah. Storage, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things is, it's okay to wait for a product to become obsolete, but look at our financial system, all right? We went for a new financial system, and it's still not done yet. Mm-hmm. It's not totally done. Yeah. We can't interface with the sheriff's department's financial records unless we import their... Right.
The sheriff uses, well, they're on a different payroll system.
Okay.
All right.
Time accounting system,
right.
Not
that's
payroll
the time
system.
Accounting system, but financially, they use our financial system.
Oh, okay.
They're timekeeping. They're on their own timekeeping system. Yeah, they're on their timekeeping system.
But, you got to be careful about getting either the best bid or whatever, because once you have some infrastructure in place and these programs, mm-hmm. it's very disruptive and it could be detrimental. Mm-hmm. Certain programs, that's why I have a job. Because things don't work. Right? If things did work all the time, then I'd be out of business.
Yeah, in fact, you chew and plug this stuff all the time is besides. Right.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor of that resolution 43, correct?
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, any new business, old business? We have reports in front of us. Everybody has reports. Get your budgetary reports, new hirees.
Thanks so much.
Budget transfers, budget reviews, expense. Any questions on those? If not, next meeting is next week, correct?
Wednesday.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here. Unfortunately, I'm going to be not going to be here. So.
Where are you going to be?
I got another commitment. You guys play dice called, with the,
yeah,
all
it's
the
a,
different
it's
dates.
It's called
anymore.
A palm tree and a bucket with coronas.
Motion to adjourn. Second. Okay. All in favor say aye. Thank you.
We're adjourned at 6:15.